I'm Kathleen McGrath, and this is video 4 of the Create a Picture Viewer in Visual Basic video tutorial. If you haven't seen the first 3 videos, consider watching those before you watch this one. In this video, you will learn how to add code by using IntelliSense. First, I want to add some code to the Show a Picture button. When a user clicks this button, an Open File dialog box will open. When the user chooses a picture file, the picture will appear in the picture box. While I'm adding this code, I also want to demonstrate IntelliSense, a Visual Studio feature that helps you write code. As you type, IntelliSense opens a box with suggested completions for the words you type. It shows all of the properties, methods, and events available on a given object. You can choose from the IntelliSense suggestions or just ignore the box. First, I'll double-click the Show a Picture button. The IDE opens the code editor. Notice that the cursor is in the Show button underscore click method. Here's the code that I want to add to this method. Briefly, what this code says is open an Open File dialog box, and if a user clicks the Open button, load the specified picture. I'll go through that one step at a time using IntelliSense. First, I'm going to type an I and the IntelliSense window opens. If I select if, a tooltip appears. This tooltip tells me that this is a code snippet for the if statement. A snippet is a block of code that gets you started with a particular coding task. This is the statement I want to use here, so I'll press the tab key, and if is inserted into the code. Now I'll press the tab key again, and the if snippet is inserted into the code editor. An if statement is a statement that executes a block of code if a certain expression is true. Now I want to add code that displays the Open File dialog box and loads a picture in the picture box when a user clicks Open in the dialog box. See how true is highlighted in the snippet? I'm going to type OP to overwrite this, and the IntelliSense window opens again displaying Open File Dialog 1. This refers to the Open File Dialog component that I added earlier. I'm going to press the Tab key to insert this into the code. Now I'll type a period, sometimes called a dot by programmers. Because I typed this right after the Open File Dialog 1, an IntelliSense window opens, showing all of the Open File Dialog component's properties, methods, and events. These are the same properties that appear in the Properties window. There are also methods, which can tell the component to do things, like open a dialog box. Notice the icons next to each property, method, and event. This block icon indicates a method, and this icon with the hand indicates a property. I'll start typing show dialog, and I can see the show dialog method in IntelliSense. I'll press tab. This method will open the Open File dialog box. When you use a method on a control or component, referred to as calling a method, you need to add parentheses. So I'll add an opening and closing parentheses. Now I want to point out a few things about methods, which are an important part of any program. There are several ways to use methods. You can call a component's method to tell it to do something, like when I call the Open File Dialog component's Show Dialog method here. You can also create your own methods and call them elsewhere in your code. Now to continue writing the code. I'll type a space, and then an equal sign, followed by another space. When you write code to call a method, sometimes the method returns a value. In this case, the Open File Dialog component's Show Dialog method returns a dialog result value. Dialog result is a special value that tells you what a user did in a dialog box. The Open File Dialog has an Open and Cancel button, and the user can click either one. The Show Dialog method returns either dialogResult.OK, which corresponds to the user clicking Open, or dialogResult.Cancel, which corresponds to the user clicking Cancel. Now I'll type .OK. I'll add another line of code between the braces using IntelliSense to help me. I'll type picturebox1.load, and I'll pass in openfiledialog1.filename. This line says to load the picture the user has chosen into the picture box. So altogether, these two lines of code say, if a user clicks Open in the Open File dialog box, load the chosen picture into the picture box. The program isn't done yet, but I want to run it to test it so far. First, I'll click the Save All button. It's a good idea to save your program frequently. Now I'll click the Start Debugging Toolbar button, and here's our program. First, I'll click the Show a Picture button to run the code I just wrote. This opens the Open File dialog box. Let's take a look at the filters. It looks like the filters work the way I wanted them to, and I can navigate to the picture folders just as I would in any Open File dialog box. When I select a picture and click Open, the picture appears in the picture box. Notice that when I resize the form, the picture area resizes itself so that it's as wide as the form and fills up the top 90% of the form. That's why I use the Table Layout Panel and Flow Layout Panel containers. They keep the picture size correctly when a user resizes the form. I'm going to end this video here. I'll save my project so that I can continue working on it later. To continue creating this project, see the fifth video of this tutorial. In that video, you'll learn about methods and statements.